We are now inside the mine. Next, we are going to take a tour of the different works that were carried out inside the mine. Look at the structure in front of you. It is a structure of shoring, a containment structure whose purpose is to protect the miners from any landslides. They were generally made of wood, but there were also shoring structures made of masonry known as pedrizas or empedrizados. In the following showcase, you can learn about an essential process in mining operations, the extraction, which is the set of operations necessary to separate the mineral from the rocky massif. This work could be carried out in various ways and was modernized over time. Pickaxes and mallets were used, followed by electric hammers and then pneumatic hammers. The mechanicity of the tools meant faster and more profitable drilling for the mine, but in exchange, and due to the large amount of dust it generated, it exposed the miners to particularly serious illnesses such as silicosis. Further on, we find the space dedicated to explosives used to advance in the mine. In order to load the explosive, it was necessary to drill holes or bore holes in the rock using a hammer and auger. The explosions were also modernized, reducing the amount of rock falls caused by this action. Cartridges, needles, sulfur, fuses and later electric detonators, among other elements, were used. The material derived from the extraction was loaded with shovels, hoes, legones or redderers, and was introduced into sputters that were moved by animals, men or children, the gavia, to be dragged inside the mine. At the end of the 19th century, the ore was transported in wagons pulled by locomotives, like the set shown in the central space and under the shoring. This is an Oristane Coppell locomotive that pulled a row of wagons with a maximum load of 800 kilograms into the galleries. Both the wagons and the traction machines were pulled by means of rails installed in the galleries, with a distance between rails of 80 centimeters and 120 centimeters. To change direction, there were crossings, points or plates. Mining activity led to the development of what today would be called indirect jobs, trades that took advantage of the generation of economic wealth from the mining industry. In this display case, two sets are presented with their working tools, forging and carpentry. Among these trades that grew up under the protection of the mining activity, it is worth highlighting the work of esparto grass, a craft whose origin dates back to prehistoric times. Esparto grass baskets and baskets became indispensable tools in the day-to-day work of the miners. Look at the baskets located in front of this display case, in the center of the room. When they deteriorated or became unusable, they were used to shore up the ground. Next to the baskets are displayed rakes, shovels and shovels used for dragging and loading the ore into the sacks, which would later be moved by animals, men or sledgehammer children aged 6 and 7 who were used to carry out tasks that adults could not carry out. The last job inside the mine was the transport to the surface, both of the ore and of the miners. If the shaft was shallow, a hand winch was used for the ascent or descent. When the shaft was deeper, other systems had to be used. Look at the wooden cage in the showcase and the bucket coming down the shaft from the winch in the central scene. They were used for baling water, transporting material, loading minerals or for raising and lowering miners. You can get an idea of what the harsh working conditions of the miners were like. These cages were ascended up the shaft by means of various types of traction machinery, such as the winches moved by horses, of which you have seen the best preserved example in Spain at the entrance to the museum. Later, wooden, iron or masonry derricks were used, of which this mountain range still preserves numerous examples of this precious monument.